I'm Devon.
And I'm Clay.
Welcome to MVP Podcast, also known as Most Valuable Photography Podcast.
And we're back.
Once again, like we never left. So, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, depending on where you're listening from, because we legit have listeners from different parts of the world. And the Dirty South is its own planet, so.
It's the underworld.
To our intergalactic listeners in Florida, mm-hmm. How you doing? I think I heard it's always daytime in Florida. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Sun never sets.
Never sets. There's two suns, actually. When one sets, the other one is up.
Oh, man. Hilarious. But summer, well, it's freezing. Well, not freezing. It's cold on the East Coast, Northeast. Mm-hmm. We're back to hoodie season. I don't know what's going on.
Hoodie season now?
Like, we're having like 40 degrees, 50 degrees. It's like, we're having fall weather in June. But I want to talk about, since fall, summer is almost upon us, I just want to talk about some safety tips and tricks as people start venturing outside with their cameras and their gear, traveling with their cameras and gear. Because I see things on in user groups and forums and stuff, and some people are making some basic mistakes, and some things I learned from other people who have had the misfortune of meeting up with the wrong people, or making it easy for the wrong people to take their gear.
Yeah.
The first thing I think is, it may seem obvious, but do some research on where you're going to go if you're traveling, or even if it's local, where you're going to be shooting, and just see if it's a safe place to shoot. I don't have to tell you, not all parks are the same, or beaches or anything like that. So, just do some research to see for lack of a better word, what the threat level is, where you're going to shoot. And because I find like people see nice locations when they're driving and stuff, and they're like, oh, yeah, we can go there. And that's, I saw this beautiful mural, and it's a graffiti wall. Mm-hmm. It's like, it wasn't a mural, it was a graffiti wall. Mm-hmm. So, just be mindful of the neighborhood. And also, it's a respect thing, because I know, even here in New York, there's certain places in Chinatown where you're not supposed to shoot. It's just a respect thing. Like, nobody shoots there. It's just isn't done. Mm-hmm. So, do a little research and see, like, is this a religious place? Is this a, a meaningful place to somebody else? Should you be asking permission?
Yeah.
Because you can't shoot everywhere. And some places seem public, but they're not necessarily public, and you don't really need the hassle when you're going out to enjoy your photography. Just find somewhere else to shoot. I don't think it's worth the battle. Don't be a skateboarder. Like, yeah. I have to shoot this place. Like, you have to skate a rail. Like, it's one of those things where I feel like, put your safety and the people you're shooting safety above everything. Mm-hmm. Another thing that kind of an old school tip, put like gaffer's tape over the name of your camera.
Mm-hmm.
Because thieves don't necessarily know cameras, but they know camera brands. So if it's like Canon, Sony, Fuji, if it's a name they know, they may assume that it's worth thousands and thousands of dollars. They don't know one camera from the other, and they may try to rob you just because, they see the name.
Yeah.
So, if they heard that Canon cameras are expensive and they see Canon written on your camera, you may be a target. Whereas if the name is covered up and they don't see a name, they're like, that may be a cheap camera,
right?
Because they're not camera experts, they're thieves. So, you know, covering simple as covering the name up will save you. Another thing that I started doing years ago is I try to find camera bags that don't look like camera bags.
Yep, always.
So I know that when you buy the camera, they give you the branded camera bag and it's cool and everything matches. But again, if you're walking with this bag that says Canon on it, you're a target.
Yep.
You know, so you're walking around, everybody knows what you have. You know, as soon as you put your bag down, somebody's going to be looking to grab it. So, you know, and then another thing is sometimes it may be easier to just ditch the bag if you don't need it. Unless you have a bag that doesn't look like a camera bag, you're probably better off just carrying the camera than carrying a bag, because the assumption is that there's a bag, then there's more stuff in it.
Yeah.
You know, whereas if you're just walking with the camera. So I would say ditch the camera bags that have the logo on it, because, or tape them up. But definitely, you know, if you're going through an airport, or, you know, if you're traveling through a city or you're in a park, you know, those things are eye catchers for those looking to do dirt. Another piece of advice would be, if you're traveling, I would decide whether or not you really need to take your camera. You know, because realistically, phones are really good.
Yeah, they are.
These days, and think about where you're going. If you're traveling with family, are they really going to give you time to get the shot you want with your, you know, 85, 1.4 prime that you want to get this extreme bouquet of some scene? Like, are they going to let you set all that up, or they're like, yo, let's go, we're walking, you know? So is it just going to be like a trip where you're looking to just snap some photos, get some memories, or do you really want to make some nice images on this trip? So, you know, and I will say phones are really good.
Yes, yeah.
You know, they're really good.
I have a quick rant about the phone when you're done. I have a quick rant about the phone before you go on to the next.
Okay. So, you know, just decide if you really need to take your phone. And I'm dying. Wait, I'm going to pause here because I'm the ranter and I think I've infected Clay. So we're going to let him rant about the phone for a second.
So, people, the phone has a camera. If it could take a picture, it technically is just a camera. Like, you know, people, everyone's always ranting about, well, I need a camera, I need a camera. You have a camera. Everyone has a camera. Your phone is a camera. And rant.
Yes, and, you know, phones are better than
crappy point and shoot.
You know, if you're of a certain age, all your family vacation photos, your phone is better than those cameras that it was taken on.
And it's backed up online.
Yeah. So, whole bunch of advantages of taking the camera. It's less stuff to pack. It's less stuff to travel with. It's, you know, phones aren't that desirable as a camera because, you know, a lot of phones, if you steal them, they just don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's no getting around it. The other thing is, if you are going to travel with your camera, travel light, don't take your whole kit. And I'm saying this from experience. I used to pack everything. I had a whole Pelican case just of camera gear. Yeah. And you end up not using it because, again, my vacations are family vacations. Either it's my wife and I, or it's the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up not using all this gear that you brought. In your mind, you have the tripod, you're going to go catch the sunrise or the sunset, and, you know, you're doing this night photography that you never do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're better off choosing, you know, your camera body, a lens, you know, a versatile lens, and go from there. And just, if you miss a shot or two because you didn't bring your super wide lens,
not the end of the world.
It's fine, you know. Because realistically, you're also now, you're going out, you're moving about. Now you have your camera, a whole bag full of gear. You're in a city that you don't really know.
Yeah.
Or you may know, but, you know, you don't want to be a target. And if something breaks or you lose something, at least you don't lose all your stuff.
And besides, you know, AI will fill in the, if he needs to provide AI, will fill in the difference.
Oh, yeah, AI will fill in whatever your 50 misses, AI can fill it in for you now. Exactly. AI is crazy.
We're good.
AI is crazy. It's great, but it's scary good.
Yes.
You know, I don't think it's 100% there yet. A lot of the examples you see online are situations where it worked really well, but you'll notice, when you try to do it, it won't be as perfect as you've seen online.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you know, Adobe sponsors a lot of those videos that you're watching,
mm-hmm.
whether they say it or not.
Yeah.
So, so we're traveling light. We're taping up the names on our gear. You also, like I said, you also want to, know the circle of people, because and this is from the photo walking meetup type of vibe that usually goes on in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of know the people that you're going walking with.
Yeah.
Like I said, everybody doesn't have the same motivation to showing up to a photo walk or a meetup. So the more you talk about the gear you have, the more stuff you say you have, you may be getting set up. So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Keep your conversations to a minimum. And I would say 95% of the people there will be cool and just want to chat and talk shop.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't trust everybody, and you shouldn't either.
Exactly.
Because I've, you know, there's situations where, you know, people are chatting and, you know, the meetup breaks up and you're walking to the car with somebody you think is cool and, you know, you get robbed.
Yeah.
And then nobody really knows the name of that guy you were talking to, type of deal. Right. Another big one is, and this happens to so many people, don't leave your gear in the car.
No.
I see tons and tons and tons of people posting, somebody broke in my car and stole my gear, stole my bag. And it happens, you know, you're out and about, it's nice weather, you're like, oh, let's stop and get something to eat. And I think a lot of people, they're not even putting the bag. And a lot of it is, they broke my window and they took my bag. So, which means that the bag wasn't even in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
So please, just take your gear with you. Don't leave it in the car, even if it's in the trunk. A problem with leaving it in the trunk, your trunk gets really hot.
Yeah.
Well over 100 something degrees on a hot summer. You know, Florida is probably like over 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Billion.
You know, so it's not good for your gear, really not good for your lenses. Just take your gear with you. It's a small inconvenience, if anything, to protect, you know, investment, because, you know, a lot of us have thousands and thousands of dollars worth of gear. So unless it's unavoidable, just take your gear inside with you wherever you go, and never leave your bag on the seat, even if it's just to run in the store. Because, you know, it's always, I just left for a second and they broke my window and took my bag.
Yeah.
So don't assume that anywhere is safe to leave your gear, you know, lying in a bag in the car.
Yeah.
Trying to think of something else, but I think I cover most of it. And I think a big part of it is keep your attention up and use common sense. Don't get too comfortable in your surroundings, and you'll be okay. Because usually these crimes are crimes of opportunity. So if a person notices you noticing them, usually they won't attempt to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're there obliviously walking with your camera kind of dangling from a strap, you're a mark, you mm-hmm. know, and that's the whole thing. I tell everybody this, and this is universal, not just with your camera, like, don't try to be a mark. Try to have your attention up.
Yeah.
Don't be so distracted by what you're doing that you don't see the obvious coming at you. If you're out and about and you're shooting you on a photo walk, okay, everybody don't shoot at the same time. Like, you shoot, and I'll kind of keep my eye on what's going around, and then I'll shoot and keep my eye on what's going around. Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, good life advice, actually. Keep your attention up. I mean, always.
Yeah, you'll note, people are very, extremely distracted. Mm-hmm. If I see one more police officer on their phone... I'll tell you how bad it is. In my town, they had a Memorial Day parade. Mm-hmm. So they blocked off the street. So we rode our bikes down, and the streets were blocked off by two garbage trucks. And, you know, there was a police officer just after the garbage trucks. They're, I guess, stopping anybody that went by. So I'm riding up, and I wanted to ask him if it was okay for us to continue to ride the bikes down the street, because we were entering kind of where the parade was. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, he did not look up, flinch, anything. He was so engulfed in his phone.
Wow.
Like, I could have walked up and smacked him in the face. He he wouldn't be able to identify me. That's crazy. Right? And then just like, we're far too distracted, especially with phones. So, yeah, keep your attention up when you're on the street, because people are looking for that. Those looking to do wrong, they're just looking for you to be distracted. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're the, I look at my phone at the traffic light, like, those are the people that, they're trying to jack at the car light.
Yes.
So, absolutely. Yes, please keep your attention up. Be safe. Don't let the bad guys not let you enjoy the summer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, keep your attention up, because I do feel like sometimes we act like the bad guys are the majority, and they're not. Mm-mm. You know, it's just they're a lot more impactful. So I think the good guys have to be a lot more impactful.
Agreed.
You know, the good guys have to double down on their goodness, and, you know, the bad guys will fade to the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, enjoy your summer. Go out, shoot, have fun. It's a good time you have a lot more light in the evenings. The mornings are beautiful, at least here. It's cold, but, you know, so the amount of light you have during the day, I think the sun starts to come up around 5, and it's not going down until around 8.
Mm.
So we have a lot of light throughout the day. Enjoy it. Have fun. Make some memories. Make some art.
Yes.
Get off the internet.
Yes. That'll help with just keeping your attention up.
Yeah. The internet. Don't give the internet your attention. Give the people around you, you know, life, your attention. And, agreed. You know, go from there. I think we'll be good. I just wanted to do this shorty because I hope this will save, you know, at least one person's camera. I know it's helped me, in traveling and just going different places, you know.
Yep.
Because sometimes we get comfortable.
Yeah, and, too comfortable.
Too comfortable, yeah. Yeah. And that's usually when something happens.
Exactly.
You know, so, yeah. Don't be too comfortable, but don't be so uncomfortable that it steals your joy.
Yes.
I know we're asking a lot, but this is 2023. This is where we are with it, you know. Exactly. But I think it's no better or no worse than it's been in history's past. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Awesome.
Yeah. So until next time, be safe.
Yes.
All right. Ciao.
Ciao.